It is 3 a.m. 8/24/2023. What's going on, everybody? So look out here, back with another motherfucking podcast. This time around, I'm gonna give you guys a little context on my musical career. And that actually not even just my career, that'll probably be like the very end. Mostly my musical background and my personal attachment to music. I wanna do a multi-part series. Rooting back, like going back in generations from like me, my siblings, to my parents, to even my grandparents, and give some insight on my musical lineage, I guess I believe would be the word. But something I'm coming to figure out over time is that music is just something that's a part of me. And I think that's something really interesting about human nature, how like certain things are just bestowed upon you, and certain things that you pick up quickly as you age and move on towards life, especially like in your early years, and like the things you're opened up to and experiencing can like actually alter the way that you view life. So it's really, really interesting. I know some people who like come from a long family of painters, or a long family of like people who play instruments, and you can see how just some of those traits like they will find just easier. It's interesting. There's a guy that I knew in high school that his whole family, literally his whole family, played the trombone. His parents met because they were playing the trombone, and he ended up playing the trombone. And he said he learned it so fast, and like he doesn't have any specific memories of like seeing his parents play, because by the time they started raising him, you know, it was probably past their time, you know. They started focusing on kids and work and stuff, but he always knew that they did, and they always talked about it. And when he got into school, he started picking it up, and he said he picked it up so quick, it felt so natural, and he got really good at it in a very short time. And I think that's so interesting. Like, some people have no connection, and I feel like my story is a little bit different, because personally for me, I always grew up listening to music. Like, music was always playing, there was always some type of ambiance going on, even so much to even to this day now I find it hard. It's getting a little bit easier. Well, I guess I'm referring to sleep, but I guess it's really easy to fall asleep when you're extremely tired, and I guess that's what I've kind of been doing. But usually, for like my entire life, there's always something going on when I was trying to go to sleep. And my body just kind of adapted to that, and it started liking that, getting used to that. And I remember even younger days, like when I was still in high school, and even so in middle school, I would fall asleep with the television on just because I needed that something. I needed something to be going on. And what I was saying to earlier is that even now I'm still dealing with going to sleep in absolute silence. And it's so weird, because like when I go to like sleepovers, I don't do now, but like when I used to go to sleepovers, or I would go to like hotels or something, and you know, I had to share a room or something, and I wasn't like by myself in my space, in my comfort bubble. Sorry, a gust of wind came in and just yanked on my door, which is honestly terrifying. But yeah, like once I finally get some background audio and some noise going, then I can go to sleep. But there was always music going on, usually when I would be going to bed as a kid, either if I was falling asleep in the car, or you know, my parents were still up and it was my bedtime. There'd always be music playing, and now I'd have to have it. Like, it's the best. The times I remember getting my best sleep is when I would fall asleep with the radio on. You know, people don't really talk about the radio. People don't really, you know, they're not really using it now, unless you're like in the car and you don't have your phone hooked up, or your Bluetooth's not working, or you haven't gotten it yet. You know, like, no one's really on the radio. But that used to be my fucking vice when I was laying down for bed and it was the end of the day and I just needed something to fall asleep to. Which I think is really interesting. But yeah, my music attachment has always been there. And I've never been like for a very, very, very long time, I've never had the thought of making it. That's all been, I guess, yeah, and the later quarter of my life, I guess I would say, I never was big on playing instruments. And I always growing up, I had friends that played instruments. I had friends who liked to sing. I always just kind of found myself in these circles of people who liked music. And it never crossed my mind that I could, you know, make it. I was just such a fan. And even today, I'm still such a fan of music. I just enjoy consuming music. It's like, for me, it almost feels like therapy. Everyone has their own thing that like makes everything else just, oh, I hit my mic, I'm sorry. Makes everything just float away, you know, and just make all the noise and the stress of the day just go away. For some people, I mean, it could be that. For some people, it could be like painting. For some people, it could be like writing, you know. Some people are very good writers that just write in their journal or something or write down their ideas. Everyone has that thing. And for me, it was always music. Like, I can change my mood to whatever I want it to be just by listening to music. Yeah. Which is nice. And, you know, it's so weird. As you move around and you go to different places, you see people interact with music differently. And one of the main things I noticed when I came over here was that most of the people enjoy music very still. It's almost like, it's kind of weird, man, because I'd be in the gym, I'd be lifting, I'd be getting my pump on, and I have my music blasting. And I feel like this is absolutely normal. And I look around, but yeah, people have their headphones in, and you know, people are working out, but like, there is no type of energy. Everyone's like a dead robot. No, I feel like everyone's listening to a fucking a murder podcast. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's no head bopping. They don't enjoy music. I mean, like, it's very rare that I see people, and if I do, it's not like, I think it's someone who's like traveling, or you know, maybe someone who has maybe multiple cultures mixed in with them, maybe that can have some effect. But I feel like all the native German people here do not like interact with music. I think most Americans will or do, which is very interesting. But I know people who are extensive music fans and can list off track numbers from albums that they are in love with and they listen to every day, and always keeping up with the new stuff and new discography that's being dropped constantly. So like, it's not that they're like not the same level of like a fan, or not the same level of a fan of music in general, but they do like, I guess, express that interest in a different way. It's so interesting. I even went to a concert recently. I went to a concert recently, which was like one of these silent disco kind of things. But it was like silent disco, but it was like a full concert. And there's this rock band playing. And I noticed it here too. Like, I like rock music, but I couldn't name any like niche bands or people that are not that popular. I can name like fucking A-list bands probably, but like, I'm not deep into that genre, but I still enjoy the music. And I even found myself head bopping, you know, like catching the flow, hearing the drums, hearing like a guitar solo or something, you know, like really just filling out the music. And I look around, man, and these people look like, I don't know, look like they're watching some fucking guy, like, I don't know, stack cups or something. Like, it looks like they're watching a magic show. They're just sitting there just staring. Like, they're locked in. It's not like they're on their phones. No one has their phones out. Everyone's fully attentive. But it's like rock music blasting. These guys are like jumping up and down, screaming into the mic, high energy on their side, and then like the whole crowd is just fucking still. I mean, like, I was thinking like, man, you gotta be a different type of person to just perform at that level and receive no fucking feedback, except like for the at the end, you know, obviously when the song ends, then people clap and cheer, and they'll even like whoop, you know, woo, you know, just like give a lot of energy. But while the music's playing, they are just still as a rock. Absolute still as a rock. It's absolutely amazing. But yeah, that's another thing I noticed about music, just in general. Just in general, but yeah, my connection to actually creating music kind of started around the end of my high school years. I always was making music, and you know, I always found myself just like humming a song or making a melody or like a riff of a verse randomly, like making something up, you know, like while I was waiting for something to load, or if I was on you know, on hold on a phone call and they had like some music playing, I would always find myself just rapping or singing along to it, creating songs like just impromptu, even before like I ever had the realization, I guess, that I could make music. But once I actually realized how tangible this is, and like, you know, the world's ever accelerating in the realm of technology, so it's only going to get easier over time. And I just happened to stumble upon it. There were a certain group of friends of mine who had shared interests, and we were sharing ideas and figuring out how to mess around with this stuff. And I ended up messing around and writing a song. And the craziest thing happened, because I had pretty much 75% of the song written, and I had a rough idea of what the beat sounded like, because the song was mostly in, I mean, if not all completely, it was mostly in my head. You know, I just had the lyrics written down, but I remember the tone, I remember how it felt. I had to sing it one or two, three times to get like the perfect, I guess, pitch would be the word, but it was mostly in my head. And one of my friends had a producer that was working on music that I left from a college. I can't remember the fucking name. I even did a tour there, which is crazy. I've been up for over 18 hours, I believe, at this point, so my brain's kind of slow, but I'm trying to remember. Oh, Full Sail. Yes. Yes. I love when I can't remember something and then I fucking remember it. Full Sail College. It's like a tech. I don't know. It's a school of the arts, I guess. But yeah. Anyways, the producer had came out of there and started working with people and was making some quality stuff. So I figured like this would be a good effort. And I went over there and, I mean, this is still crazy to this day. My first song that I ever made and recorded with, I didn't have the second verse. I had the chorus, the intro, verse, chorus. I needed the second verse, and then I had the outro. And we didn't make the beat yet. So we basically finished making the demo, rough draft of that song in under an hour. Which is amazing. I mean, like, amazing to me, because like that's super, it's super dope to just do that shit. But like, even from the producers that I never make a song this fast. Like, this is like the fastest song I ever made. Not literally, but he was saying like this is probably like one of the fastest songs I ever made. And I thought that was super interesting. But I mean, kudos to that person, because they were on point. They understood what I wanted to create and delivered. And this first song I ever made, this first song I ever put out, and it's still out to this day. And once after like making that, I realized like, oh, I can actually do this, you know, like this is something I can do. And obviously I had no clue about the music industry or social media or marketing or promotion or, you know, how to fucking to even make money off this shit, you know. So I was just thinking like, oh, I could do this, and I thought it was really cool. So then ever since then, I've just slowly been taking steps and learning and getting more developed, and then getting more equipment and practicing and putting shit together. And slowly, it's just been slowly and building. And so I get to the point where I am now. working with a label, making music, working, getting promotion, getting shows lined up, and really figuring out how to attack the market and make an impact and get some traction, like to the steps of like actually, you know, from just having the idea of messing around with, I don't know, any fucking Audacity or something, right? Like just messing around, just having something. Like I feel like everybody at one point does that, but like to get to this point is pretty cool, in my opinion. But yeah, I'm not gonna drag it. I only wanted to do like a little 10 minutes. We're up to like 16 now, which is even better. But yeah, the next time I come back, hopefully next week, I will figure out how to do the next part. I think I have enough information to do the second part potentially, and then yeah, we can do the third part. I may do my dad and my grandpa next. Pause. What the fuck? Anyways, yo, I'm gonna end this podcast. You guys fucking rock. I hit 15k listens. This is crazy. I looked at my episodes and I have like 266 episodes made. Can you believe that? That is freaking insane. There is a one point where I tried to do one every single day, and actually I think that's some of my best work, but also I was really fresh and there's a lot going on in my life. But now I'm at a very stagnant, chill part in my life that I like, but I am on the like cusp of making it very, very intense and lots of moving things. So maybe I could do a one a day, but my friend mentioned something to me doing like a weekly wrap up podcast, and I figure like, yeah, I mean, within a week I guess I could fit every single thing that I've done that's not absolutely boring in and get like a good little podcast out of it. So maybe I'll do that. But I like coming on here with fucking value, you know. I guess it's kind of silly because like most of these episodes no one's really gonna see. But maybe they will, you know. That's something I think about too, because I really just come on these podcasts and I just say absolutely whatever comes to mind. And you know, and these days, that's not like the safest thing to do. And I was thinking about maybe privating my old episodes. I just don't know what I say, and I know that I don't hold back, and I say a lot of outrageous things, and a lot of things that don't even mean I'm just saying it because it's funny or literally outrageous. And yeah, in this world these days, it's not really the safest thing for a brand. Anyways, enough of my rambling. I'm so fucking tired. I should go to sleep, but also I'm trying to fix my sleep schedule so I'm staying up for the rest of the day. I have to watch some anime maybe. I already went to the fucking gym, which is a dumb idea. I should have saved that life card for later to help keep me up, because I stayed up all night. I'm recording this podcast. I'm not gonna edit it now because I don't feel like it. I didn't feel like recording this now. I wanted to wait till my sleep was better. My sleep has been bad for so fucking long that I can't. I literally cannot push this off anymore because I wanted to upload something once a week. And I also want to feel good when I'm recording these podcasts, but I guess it doesn't really matter. Maybe it's more real if I'm fucking annoyed and tired and half a week. But I do love doing this shit, which is nice, which helps. It helps a lot, honestly. I don't like editing though, but it's because I'm not good at it. So maybe once I get good at it, I'll probably like it more. I don't think I will. That's how I feel about like producing too. Like on the producer side of things, I'm more of a writer. I like writing lyrics to fit on top of a beat. I don't like sitting in front of a fucking grid and just like moving shit around and tweaking shit to make stuff sound better. I'm pretty sure it's cool to like have an audio file and be like, yo, look what I can do this shit and make it fucking go crazy and make it sound nice, like high level, you know what I'm saying? With a few clicks of a button, it's probably satisfying. But I don't know. I don't know. My brain just doesn't work like that. Alright, I really drug this shit out. But yeah. Appreciate you guys listening. Next week, I'm going to try to give you guys some context on my dad's side, who was a freaking DJ, teaser, and my grandpa, who actually had a chance to perform in front of James Brown, which is crazy. So, more context on that later. But yeah, for now, I'll holler at you kids. Big things in the future, hopefully. By the end of this year, we gonna have some motion, if not the next one. Either way, baby, one step closer to the goal, you feel me? But I hope you guys are following your life path. That sounds cringe as shit. But seriously, following your inner purpose, like figuring out what means shit to you, you know, finding what actually makes you happy, what makes you feel like living here is the best thing on earth. Do that, man. Do that. There's too many people sacrificing their lives to just get by and flex for people who they truly don't even care about or that don't care about them. And it's a vicious cycle, man. We get caught trying to please and peacock and act a certain way for people who wouldn't treat us the same way or wouldn't give us the same gratitude. So you gotta value yourself and really put energy and time into yourself, figuring out yourself. And once you do that, you can wade through the world and be an observer instead of being a person who reacts to the world. Stay unbothered and all that shit, you know? But yeah, that's it. I'm not dragging anymore. I love you guys. See you guys in the next one. Peace the fuck out.